I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hey friends, thanks for joining me for today's podcast. Over the last couple weeks, we have been diving into the spirit of the holidays and what does that look like and what does that mean for families, for individuals, for church groups, for coworkers, and how do we make the holidays meaningful and memorable, creating amazing experiences without maybe focusing on the money and the hustle and the bustle and all the busyness that comes in this time of year. I've been wanting to create a conversation about how we can pause and do things that add meaning and value to our lives in the holiday season. And today I have a very special guest with me for today's podcast. I have Jen Ellisted here. Hi, Jen.
Hi there.
I'm super excited to have Jen with me today because there's a part of the holidays where we talk about this spirit of giving, and the spirit of giving isn't just money tied to packages and ribbons and bows. It is, how do we be generous with our time and our energy and blessing the people around us that we encounter? And Jen, like, embodies so many of these characteristics and qualities where you value people and serving. And anyways, I'm just so excited to have you with me, because just every time I see you, the smile on your face and the compassion that you carry for other people, just, it feels like it ignites my spirit every time we connect. So I am so glad to have you here today.
That was so nice. Oh my gosh, thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yay! So Jen, we met probably about 3 years ago, and we're actually coworkers, and through what was a mission days, which is where we brought like a lot of our teams together and throughout the ministry employees together, and they were re-energized and got poured into of just the value of who they are as a person and what sparks them and ignites them. And you always brought a really neat piece to that mission days, was giving back and serving in the communities. And I just always have loved that piece of how you do that. Would you be willing just to share some of your story, your journey?
Sure.
That you've done through the marketplace, but also, like, I know it also overflows into your daily life with your family too. So I'd love to hear.
Okay. Well, I remember that day so clearly because I was so nervous. I had to present at all the mission days about our community partnerships, and I was sitting there waiting to go up, and I looked across the room and I saw you, and you had this fabulous haircut, and I'm like, who is that? I'm like, so cute. And then all of a sudden you stood up and started to sing.
Yeah.
And that was how the whole mission day started. And I was like, she can sing and she looks adorable. I'm like, we need to be friends. So that is my first memory of you. And I just love it. But it calmed me that day, because as much as my role here at SSM is to help folks be involved in the community and give back, sometimes it's a little nerve-wracking, and to be up in front of that group and speaking about all the partnerships that we have and the ways that people get involved, it made everything great that day.
Oh,
so thank you for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
But yeah, as you mentioned, my role here is community relations, and a lot of that is really partnering with the nonprofits in town that are coming to St. Mary's or SSM to look for sponsorship or education or components like that. But the part of my job that I really like is connecting with our staff to help them connect to give back.
Wow.
It's my favorite part, to be able to say, okay, what's important to you and how can we do this? And and looking at how much time they have. I remember I used to be in the junior league here in Madison, and they had opportunities that they called Done in a Day. And so many of us, as you spoke before, are saying, I don't have time to go every week or to do this all the time or how many hours. And if we can find those little nuggets of things that you can do in one day and be a part of and be impactful, and then be able to go back to your life and do other things until the next time you're ready to jump in again.
Yeah, that's awesome. I absolutely love that. And I think as we're in staff and connected with our relationship with work, there are so many opportunities to give back even as families and individuals. And I know I've had some great and amazing opportunities through work to volunteer at like Second Harvest. And just last week, the Triangle Food Pantry, we were serving families in need and with groceries and those little things. What you said, what was it, one and done? What did you call that?
Done in a day.
Done in a day, where I think sometimes we all have a desire to give back and to serve, but it becomes overwhelming when we get into the holiday season with, I already have to go Christmas shopping, I have meals to prepare, I have family coming. It's just this hustle and bustle mentality that we almost forget what the whole season is about. It's that generosity. It's that purposeful, meaningful connection. It's how do we inspire hope in the season? And I think those, if we can figure out a way for people to understand, it is just a few hours here or there. And there are so many amazing opportunities that you can do that can impact and sow a treasure and a seed into your children and into your family and into your coworkers of ways that they think bigger than outside of their box, so to speak.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, a big part of it right now for us and at my house is getting our kids engaged in this.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people get discouraged because they say, well, I want to do something, and it's almost too late, which in a community like Madison is amazing to say, hey, all the spots are taken. You know, I signed my kids up to Bell Ring next week, and there was like 3 spots left.
Wow.
But finding little things like that and to not get discouraged to say, gosh, well, we're out of time this year.
Yeah.
Newsflash, people need stuff all year round.
Yes.
So even if you can't fit something in now, maybe have that conversation with your family to say, we're going to do something, but we're going to do it in February because we still need food and we still need this and that or whatever for the community. And so even though we're talking about it and thinking about it now, don't get discouraged if you can't find something right away, because a lot of these things are being planned and prepped way back in October.
Yeah.
You know, even like coat drives and food drives and stuff. I mean, Second Harvest does an amazing drive every year, Share Your Holidays, which I think is going on right now and is probably almost done. Toys for Tots, you know, same thing, where you go to the Lion Energy Center and help people shop or donate toys. Almost done, because those families need to be able to take their Christmas presents home and wrap them and do all the things that, you know, we're doing at the same time. So, you know, there's so many opportunities out there, and I think just engaging with your family or your coworkers to say, what are we going to do and how are we going to do it? But if it doesn't fit in that perfect box tied up in a bow for right now, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, look for the full year as well, because there's always opportunities.
I think that's a great thought, Jen, because, you know, as we even coming into the new year, what are resolutions? Like, I know with our family, we will sit down and we'll talk about what did we accomplish as a family this last year? We have a gratitude box that we're always adding to throughout the year, like all these little cards.
Yep.
And so we'll go back and read all the moments that we were grateful for this year. And then also take the time to set out, what are our goals for this next year? Mm-hmm. What do we want to see ourselves accomplish as a family? And maybe this is one of those areas that families can sit together and say, how can we give back? How can we serve? Yeah. And I guess maybe for people out there, where would they even begin to look for opportunities like that? Where are their websites? I mean, how do they find these opportunities to serve as a family?
It's a little daunting, I think, but there's a lot of places. If you have a charity of choice, you know, obviously go to their website. But the United Way puts out a book every year, and I'm going to blank on the name of it, but it's like the giving book or something.
Okay.
Around this time of year, and all these nonprofits list out how you can connect with them, what they're looking for, and how to engage. A lot of places, though, need something every day. I mean, some of my favorites, I tend to go towards children activities, but then also hospice. I used to work there in their foundation, and so that always speaks very loudly to me. But they need things every day. Ronald McDonald House serves a meal every day. You can go and do that. The Beacon is the Madison's first homeless day shelter.
Wow.
They have a meal every day at lunch, and it's not a hot meal that you sit down and serve. Sometimes it's turkey sandwiches in a bag. Both of those places, I believe, have donations of paper bags that you can have your kids decorate
turn
the bags in, so that when the families at Ronald McDonald House take a lunch to the hospital to spend time with their family, they have a message and a bright, shiny face, you know, drawn on the front of their lunch.
Yeah.
Little ways like that to give back. You know, so often we get, you know, crazed in the hustle and bustle, and we're like, okay, I have little babies at home. How am I going to do this? Having them color one night on a paper bag versus a construction piece of paper,
Yes.
And having that conversation,
right?
You know, on why we're doing this and who is this for, and wow, we're so blessed that we are not currently at the hospital, but here's a family that is, and let's find a way to bring them joy.
Yeah.
You talked about, you know, different price levels and whatnot. Everybody can give back in a different way.
Yeah.
One of the things we do every year, and I've done this a couple of different ways, but to sit down again with those kids, no matter what the age, to say, what do we want to accomplish? I love that you're talking about next year. We do it for the month of December as well to say, okay, let's make Christmas cookies. Let's go see the lights at Olin Park. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Let's take those cookies and then deliver them to our friends' houses. And,
yes.
you know, what I'm trying so hard to do is say, it's not all about getting.
Yeah.
It's about giving. And I remember as a kid being so excited for my parents to open my present first because I was excited to open mine too, but I'm like, you have to do mine first. And I want them to feel that excitement and that joy and sharing cookies with their friends or, you know, whatever the case may be, ringing the bell at the grocery store, to just little bits to say, hey, Christmas is about so much more than those presents.
Right.
And what is, you know, the true meaning of Christmas too. So how to just instill those little things in.
Yes. And I love that because when we give back, whether it's our time or our money or our energy and creativity, just the, even the drawing on the bags, it's tapping into our creativity.
Yeah.
It ignites something within our hearts. And you can't help but feel joyful. You can't help but feel blessed and feel gratitude and grateful for where you are at, but the ability to pour into somebody else who's in need or experiencing a struggle in their life in that moment.
Yes.
It awakens something beyond ourselves. And I think that's magical. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely magical. And what an amazing blessing that anybody can participate and give back to somebody else in need. So Jen, through all the years that you've been in service and volunteering, do you have like a specific memory or a specific moment that was just like a turning point for you that captured your heart that you're like, yes, this is what I am passionate about for the community. This is what I'm passionate about for giving. Do you have a moment or memory?
I probably have a couple. You know, you mentioned the food pantry before, and that's one of my favorite things. We partner with Second Harvest once a month, and Second Harvest, I believe, has about 40 mobile food pantries a month. And a truck will come into a location, a place of need, and volunteers will empty that semi and set up a food pantry. And we serve at the Triangle neighborhood, and we serve about 100 families in an hour. And we've been doing this for, I think, about 4 years now. And the relationships that we've built with these folks, and I know that was your first time being there last month, but I know you could see it, and just the people are so excited to see us, and you know, and to have that joy and share that moment with them, it is really powerful. And we actually had the opportunity for the first time this month, one of our volunteers, longtime volunteer, wanted to give a gift to all of the shoppers. And another one wanted to give a card and said, you know, I don't know how many Christmas cards these families get each month, each year, so I want to give them a card. And I said, you guys, this is amazing. Can we put these two things together? And so we were able to put $10 into a Christmas card signed by the pantry volunteers, and they were given out to each of the pantry members while they were there that day. And it didn't say what it was or anything, just, you know, here you go, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. And the number of them that came back down and just started hugging random volunteers, because most of our volunteers didn't know. We didn't tell anybody because we didn't want it to be this big thing.
Right.
And they said, oh my gosh, that's why they're hugging me? Like, and it just, like you said, it just ignites something in you, and and it's so powerful to be able to share something with them. But those pantries are amazing, and it's a lot of work. I always say it's the best example of controlled chaos you will ever see. Because it's this hurry up and wait the whole time. I mean, we wait for the truck and then we unload everything and then we wait for the shoppers to start. And it's just, it's a lot. But every time you leave just so energized and you know that you're really making a difference.
Yeah.
We've really evolved our giving at St. Mary's and SSM over the last couple of years and really trying to do a lot of grassroots things.
Yeah.
So much of what we're doing, there's wonderful organizations that are nationwide, you know, the American Cancer Society's Heart Associations of the World, doing tremendous work. But we want to really affect our community.
Yeah.
And I've had the opportunity to work with two amazing people in this community, both working with chronic disease in the African-American community.
Wow.
One woman and one man. And just really taking things from like day one and just evolving and growing and how they can support this community and do wonderful things. There's a, have you heard about the barbershop that does the, has the health screenings?
No.
So this gentleman's name is Aaron Perry, and he often will tell everybody that SSM gave him his start, but he would have succeeded on his own. He is just a go-getter beyond belief.
Wow.
He's the first African-American diabetic Ironman.
Oh my goodness.
Right?
That's a mouthful.
Right?
But
amazing.
Amazing. Exactly.
Yes. To manage that kind of disease while doing that kind of amazing athletic.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Yeah. So he has since evolved his work into a men's health center in a barbershop on the west side.
Wow.
And the way he sold it to us was men don't want to talk about their health. They're not excited about going to the doctor or talking about any of their issues. He said, but what they don't miss is a haircut.
Wow.
And he's right. And they have, this is in an appointment-only barber. They serve about 800 African-American men a week.
Wow.
And the barbers are now trained to put on a cuff, blood pressure cuff, under the smock.
Yep.
You put the smock on, you cut their hair. When that haircut's over, they take it off and they look at it and they write on a piece of paper, is your blood pressure high, low, whatever. And if it looks iffy, they say, why don't you go into that center and have a conversation with Aaron? And he is changing men's lives in a huge way. They're doing men's yoga. They do Black Men Run. They're doing all this stuff.
Wow.
Just got a van that he's going to be helping people to get to educational opportunities, appointments, it's amazing.
Wow. That is creativity in generosity. I'm just a way to give back, thinking outside the box.
Yes.
Combining the best of all these little worlds where sometimes we get into silos. Well, I can't do healthcare with my haircut. I can't do.
Yeah.
But thinking outside the box and bridging that gap and reaching a population where they might not know they have high blood pressure or be at risk for something.
Yep.
How amazing is that?
So cool. So
that is so
cool. We just
cool.
are so joyful to be along for the ride and just want to see him grow.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And the other one is a little bit newer, but Uchena Jones, she's actually a labor delivery nurse here.
Okay.
At St. Mary's, and she is doing, it's called the Madison Gospel 5K Foundation.
Okay.
And she hosted the first, in her group, the first predominantly black 5K last summer. I'm not a runner, and I
went. Your husband is.
And I know. Well, I'm on the sidelines. I just, I'm the world's best cheerleader for runners. I'm not a runner.
That's it. I would totally thought you were like a hardcore runner. That is
but
so
I
funny.
Did it for Uchena.
But, you know, we do need cheerleaders. Runners do need cheerleaders.
They do.
They so
plus
do.
Someone has to stay with our children. You know? I can't run. He's too busy. That's my excuse. But
I love it. I love it.
But I did it, and it was one of the hottest days of the year. But there were probably 400 people at this first inaugural run.
Wow.
And there was a health fair after and just engaging. It was a run on Park Street. All in the neighborhood where you wouldn't normally have a run. And again, bringing organizations and opportunity to folks where they normally don't have it.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was so fun to see and watch that grow. Again, those grassroots opportunities. And, you know, and both of those are examples of people right down the street from you trying to do good things.
Right.
Both of them are, especially with Chana, very connected with her church. There's tons of opportunities at churches, you know, and find a place where people are giving back and jump in.
Right. I love that. And just even as you talk about a run, that's still even another way to partner with giving back to the community because those funds are helping to benefit an organization, a ministry that is going to pour out into the communities that they serve.
Yeah.
So even thinking along those lines, if maybe if they're more athletic or even not athletic and they
not
just want to walk, just those are ways that they can get involved too. And those happen throughout the year.
Oh my gosh.
There
all the time. Are so many. And actually even there's affordable dentistry on Sherman Avenue. They had people sign up to do, I think, the Madison Half Marathon.
Okay.
You could sign up and fundraise for them, having nothing to do with the race. I mean, so everywhere you are, you're at the dentist. They're cleaning your teeth, and there could be a sign that says, hey, are you a runner?
Right.
Raise money for us.
Right. And I think sometimes these are the basic needs that are out there that we sometimes don't connect the dots to.
Yes.
The basic needs where there are people that are hungry. Mm-hmm. In the summertime, there's those campaigns that I see on billboards where children are out of school and now they don't have meals because they're not in school. There's just so many basic needs that I think we don't realize that are out there, that where they need groceries and food on their table, mm-hmm. and where these community events and ways to give back help to support families in need beyond, you know, what they to help meet those needs, I should say,
yep.
the basic needs of a family. Because it's hard for me to even wrap my mind around a child not having food in the summer.
Right.
It gets
just
me
breaks
emotional.
Your heart.
I know when I pass those signs, I'm like, how can that be?
Yeah.
How can there be hungry kids, elementary kids? Because I have children, you have children, mm-hmm. and to think that they would not have a meal to eat, or a family would not have presents for their children, or some sort of a coat for the winter, or shoes on their feet, like the basic things we take for granted. We don't realize the large population out there that is so in need, and how we can so simply, by partnering with these organizations or by partnering with these ministries, that we can give back,
mm-hmm.
little things that we can give back and bless people and bless families, and it changes their life.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know that I've heard probably a handful, you probably have heard more than I have, but the stories that come out of, like, the barber, mm-hmm. you know, the moments where of impact that somebody stepped in and said, I'm here to support you, I'm here to serve you, and how it changed their life, mm-hmm. and put them on a trajectory of hope, you know, where hope was lost, but now
yes.
they have hope. Now their joy is coming back. Now purpose is coming back because we were able to serve and partner with them in their weakest moment and their struggle, that moment of struggle in their life.
Yeah.
So, man, I just...
It's amazing.
It is amazing. And we all have the power to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so simple. It doesn't have to be this grandiose thing. It's
okay.
simple things that we can do on a daily basis. Simple things that we can do once a month, once a quarter, a few hours here, a few hours there, coloring on bags, donating food items. When you go to the grocery store, just picking up a few extra
yep.
items at the grocery store and donating. It's so many different ways that you can give back in this season and throughout the year.
Yes. Yeah. And just, you know, being simple. I mean, I always try to remember to have change in my pocket when I go to the grocery store, just to put them in those little bell ringer
yeah.
things. Not that, I mean, it's, of course, it's important to fill the bucket, but to bring joy to the people that are standing there ringing
yes.
the bell. I mean,
yes.
they want to feel like they're doing something
yeah.
and giving back and
right.
just and checking with your school. We have a wonderful partnership with Lincoln Elementary here, and we do a lot with them, but does anybody need a little extra help this holiday season?
Yes.
Does someone need an extra pair of boots or this? And one of the most fun things, I think, is doing it anonymously, too.
Yes.
Nobody, you know, fill your heart, fill your bucket, but nobody needs to say thank you to me. I mean,
right.
it, that's enough, you know? And
yes.
and that's great to be able to say thank you, too, but to just be able to do something and smile and know you made a difference
yes.
Is so great.
Yes. Just as much as is blessing other people, you get the blessing in return.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Oh, I love it. So Jen, every time I do a podcast, I love to leave our listeners with a challenge. Like from the things that we talked about today, what would be one thing that you would challenge our listeners with that maybe something they could put into action or do with just what we shared and talked about today in our conversation?
Yeah, I think it can be as simple as do something,
huh.
you know? I mean, even if it's small, it starts somewhere. If you're not doing something, find something to do. You know, check out a website or go and, you know, put a little extra money in the bucket this time when you're at the grocery store. Talk with your kids. Do something to further the cause and spread the joy. Because I think as you started by saying, everyone's so busy, but we can all do something.
Yeah.
And it can be as simple as, you know, throwing an extra quarter in the offering or whatever.
Right.
Is do something, spread joy, and you know, and like I said, maybe do it without looking for a thank you, because
mm-hmm.
that almost makes it a little more like Secret Santa, and you know, and
yeah.
I think it's kind of fun, you know, to be able to do that and say, oh, I did something, and they don't even know where it came from, and but just get out and do something, and it'll
yeah.
make it that much easier to do something a little bit bigger the next time. But find something and maybe make that list for 2020 to say, how are we as a family or a coworker team going to do something more?
Yeah. Yes. I love that. That's a great challenge. Just to start, right?
Yep.
To start. And you can, that can be starting today. What can we do? Bake cookies for your neighbor. I don't know. Right? Maybe you're not a baker, but
I'm not a baker. That was a huge thing.
Buy your cookies at Quick Trip. There you go. You know, just, yes, yeah, start with something, to do something, and something little. And I love that, because it is, it spreads joy. It spreads hope. Mm-hmm. And what more is there in the holiday season than spreading hope? Because this is what the season's about, right?
Yes.
Hope and joy and peace. And that comes alive in us as we do that for other people. And so I just love that. Thank you so much for doing
You're
for
welcome.
Saying that.
Yeah.
And I am so grateful for our friendship and just for you being here today on this podcast.
Of course.
I know that people will listen to this, and there's so many great nuggets where they could start impacting the lives of those around them. And I really appreciate you and value who you are as a person and what you bring, and the joy that you bring to giving back to the people around you. You just exude that spirit of giving. So
you're too kind. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being here with me today on this podcast.
Of course.
And to all my listeners, I just want to say thank you so much for listening, and until next time, have an absolutely wonderful day.